these types of incidents are far too common when people are allowed to work near unguarded machinery or perform maintenance on equipment that's not locked out.
OSHA's Buffalo area director Michael Chimay stressing Tonawanda Coke could have prevented the needless loss of the worker's life. The incident occurred last January when 60-year-old Richard Wade was pulled into a rotating shaft of a coal elevator at the River Road facility. He was preparing to grease and lubricate the elevator when his jacket got caught, pulling him in. But the elevator was never shut down or locked out of power.
Had they followed these simple lockout procedures, this incident not only wouldn't have occurred, but couldn't occur.
OSHA cited Tonawanda Coke for 2 repeated and 6 serious violations of workplace safety standards. It faces $175,200 in fines. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.